Okay, I'll call us back into order. Everyone has a copy of this email. Hey, RJ, we just now came back in. So I've just distributed the email that went between me and the executive branch. Everyone's kind of reading it now. And then I'm going to open the floor up for any questions. Assistant Principal Chief's not here, so I may hold off on that just a minute. We have some people in the audience. Do y'all have any statements, questions, concerns, anything y'all want to share?
You know me.
I do. Come on up to the table, Chris. We have Chris White in attendance.
Well, I was just, I made some notes. I listened to, I missed the last meeting. Didn't know about it, but I missed the live meeting. I got in on the tail end of it on the computer, and so then I listened to the recording the next day. I took down a few things, though. Something new that really, really concerned me, and I think that the tribe as a whole should be really concerned about is what Dr. Connors said about Enel providing a couple of school teachers to go to some kind of training or something. That, to me, could be maybe mitigated by, you know, the tribe's effort in that. Basically, if they don't have a relationship with the school, which would be surprising if they don't, but if they do, they need to, like, build on that and to try to counter that effort by the wind developers. I know that there was mention about some visitations with Senator Fields and apparently Representative Roberts, but there's more than those that represent parts of Osage County. But in particular is Representative Myers on the western side of the county. When I was with the chief's office and was kind of the point man for Chief Red Eagle on this thing, we thought we had him where he was supporting the tribe and was going to at least express some opposition to it, but was getting around time for campaign donations, and I think that they changed his mind real quick. And so he pretty much went along with them. Plus, he's got a lot more. There's a lot, you know, there's some more industrial wind developments over across the river in the Cape County in that area now.
Did you state Mr. Myers' position again?
He's a state representative.
Okay.
Yeah. And when they changed some of the boundaries, well, he's got an awful lot of the western part of Osage County now in his district.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what that number is, though, the district number. We had some meetings, initial meetings, when this all first started with the county commissioners. They were always congenial, and you know, we just had to agree that there was no way that we were going to come to the same kind of terms on this. I mean, you know, they were scared at the time. They were concerned that they may lose their road money. It's like, hey, you know, the Osage people drive on those roads too. You know, was kind of the position that we made at the time, but we never changed their minds. It's basically, they're looking at the financial aspect of it because of the loss of ad valorem taxes, especially with the wild horses that came in. Those are not, they don't receive any tax money on those. So their tax revenues are down. That's what they're looking at, is the money that's coming from the taxation of those wind developments. The thing about it is that those wind developers are not paying any taxes to the county right now and won't for, I think, like 5 years. Some of the school districts, especially Shivers, is like, oh, we're going to get all of this money. When you really look at it, it's kind of a wash because what they were getting, you know, and one kind of aid within, they're not getting anything, any extra is what I'm trying to say. But anyway, we had discussions and we had I want to say a rapport with the county commissioners, but was always in disagreement. Was really disappointed when Capitol at the time, they were the ones that wrote the wind ordinance for the county, and that it was just kind of rubber stamped at a county commissioners meeting over at the courthouse one day. It was quite a few people there that day, and was disappointed in that. And, there's things that were stated last week that I'm in total agreement with, and most of it was all pretty much on point. And one of the things that, just as a concerned citizen over these wind developments out there, you know, I'd just like to reiterate to the Congress, to this committee, and I know it'll go on to the Congress and with the executive branch, and I know there's no one here from the Minerals Council today, there was last week, but when we first started, in one of the very first meetings that I had with the Minerals Council, and they were all in there, and one of the things that I expressed was that anyone's personal feelings about how the tribe's being governed and all of that, it didn't matter about whether or not they believed in the Constitution, whether they supported it, whether they liked the principal chief, whether they cared about any of the congressional members at the time. This is kind of what Wilson Pipestem stated, you know, they've got an enemy out here that you have to confront them as a unified effort. And even this community, the people in the community, because that's a standard ploy of these wind developers, is going into a community and driving a wedge. This is a wedge issue, and they'll try to divide that community. And Indian people have been divided long as I can remember. You know, we've even got two area offices, two, you know, all these years, every time, we're always divided where we're fighting each other and we're not standing together. You know, we see a good example of what unity's doing up north in North Dakota right now. And that issue's not totally unlike what's going on out here in the western part of this reservation. There's a lot of differences, but there's a lot of similarities. So, for one, just as a citizen, I really appreciate your all's efforts in this and giving it attention and trying to find out what you can do and how to work together, you know, with the other branch of government and also with that Minerals Council. I know it's a complex issue, but it was created by people. It can be resolved by people. Thank you.
Oh. Well, I appreciate you being here, Chris, because you bring a lot of insight from how we took this on from the beginning, being under the Ready Goal administration, and you were a point key person in that. So we might be able to collaborate to work together, you know, work to collaborate together and get some more stuff done. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on anything? Assistant Principal Chief, you have anything?
No, thank you.
Does the newspaper, the Big Heart Times, have anything?
No. Non participatory.
Okay, Greg?
No? I might just share a tool with you a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on up. If you would, just state your name and who you're with. And yeah. Do you have anything to hand out? We need to stamp it in.
Oh, okay.
Let's stamp.
Let's
stamp it in real quick.
I didn't bring that copy, of course.
This one. Yeah. I'll move for a brief recess for making copies, and I'd like to read this document too. It's
okay.
In front of you.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are in recess to make copies and stamp something in. We will be just a couple of minutes. RJ, you want us to call you back?